Hi, I'm Joan Rivers, and welcome as usual to In Bed with Joan. Let's get right to today's show. And how do we always start it? By my saying, let's see who's coming out of the closet today. Hello? All right.
Hey!
All right. Oh. I think it's Gary Busey. It's Gary Busey. Come sit down.
I don't know what happened, but I'll tell you this. Some guys picked me up at the promenade in Santa Monica, blindfolded me, and said, we're taking you to a real special place. And they threw me out in the yard, and a couple of Dobermans pulled me up here.
And I'm glad to have you.
Boy, this is fun. Is this the way everybody comes to see you?
This is the way everybody comes to see me. How nice to have you here.
How nice to be here, honey.
First of all, before we even get to what you put on the bed, thank you for being here, and explain your shoes.
Real swiggle. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
That's a country, another city.
Okay. So I've never started a show this way. I just want the crew and everybody. I'm with Gary Busey, and I want you all to know we need a safe word. The safe word is going to be strawberry. You were nominated for an Academy Award for the Buddy Holly.
Yes.
Were you very disappointed not getting it? I mean, I would...
No.
Not at all?
Not at all, because...
I thought you were great in that movie. Great.
Thank you, ma'am. I know that when you're nominated, you're a winner already. It's not whether you win the award or not, but that's very important to win the award.
You're damn right.
But I have one coming. They owe me one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's very easy to say, as long as you're nominated, there are no losers. The minute some other son of a bitch wins, the rest of you are losers.
Well, not in my way of thinking about pride, self-endowment, and the universe of good things. When you're nominated,
yay! I won.
Then when you get there, John Voight, in fact, that night, it was John Voight, me, Bobby De Niro from Deer Hunter, Sir Laurence Olivier, Boys from Brazil, Warm Baby, Heaven Can Wait, and John Voight for Coming Home. And
that's a big list.
Yeah. And John said, you know what? If all five of us had to change parts, nobody could do what you did with Buddy Holly.
How nice.
It's beautiful. And he won the award that night.
He won the award over Olivier?
It's the sentimental value of coming home after Vietnam.
Yeah, but over Olivier?
Yeah.
Olivier must have been pissed.
Oh, he didn't get pissed. He just drinks duck juice. You squeeze the bottom of a duck out in a pan and boil it for 30 seconds and take it, pour it in a nice cup that's made of steel and throw it down and you're ready to go.
And that was Olivier?
Yeah, as far as I know, I heard that back in the wings, you know.
Who have you worked with? Because you're a terrific actor. People forget. You were in A Star Is Born.
Yes.
And you were wonderful. And all of you go there and rent The Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand.
And Chris Christopherson.
Yeah. What was she like to work with?
She was fantastic. In fact, she came out of Dailies one time and said, Busey. And I said, yes, Barbara. She said, now I know what to do to get you to do things my way. And I said, what's that? Tell you the opposite. And I said, you're getting close, but you ain't got the cigar. It was great. We had a great relationship and still do. I've done over 150 movies in 43 years, Avenged TV and this, that, and the other. And I'm so proud to be in this industry, and it's all new to me every day. And I thank everyone. And my heart goes out to everyone, the crew. I start stabling a destabilization of my talk, that means I'm having fun.
Well, you and I had fun on The Apprentice. You went on twice.
Yep.
Did Amorosa come on to you?
No. Are you kidding?
Oh, grow up.
I'd rather shovel shit in Lubbock than have Omarosa coming on to me.
Your wife is here. He was very good because I judged a lot. And he never came. But some of those women were very hot.
In what way?
What way?
You mean like this?
Yes.
Which ones?
One stupid Playboy thing, and there was another one that was a page turner. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about going gay?
Have I ever thought about going gay? Not recently, no.
No, neither have I.
Have you ever been approached by gay men? Do gay men find you sexy?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
What?
Do you have a little trouble hearing? I'm not making a joke.
No.
I'm just asking.
I hear you fine.
Just ask him if his hearing aids are in.
His wife is here. His adorable wife. Can we get a picture of her?
Stephanie. See Stephanie.
Stephanie Way. I love the name.
Thank you. If he doesn't hear you, just make sure his hearing aids are in. They pop out all the time.
Are you hearing?
They're in. They're in.
When did you realize?
I got this from Starkey Hearing.
Wow.
Dr. Bill Austin. Marley Martin was doing Celebrity Apprentice with me 2 years ago, and she said, Gary, it's not right for you not to be able to hear. And she sent me to see Bill, and Bill said, hello, Gary, come in here. We're going to fix your ears up so you can hear.
And
so God bless Marley Martin, Marley Matlin. Thank
yes,
you.
God bless Marley Matlin.
God bless Marley Matlin.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And can you hear everything now? Do I have to speak louder?
I can hear people burp and tie their shoes in Pomona.
All right.
Orange County, that's better.
When did you start to lose? What have you lost? How old are you?
68.
68, all right. I'm 79, so 68 is a child to me. When did you start to
that's
fall?
That's perfect for me.
When did you... And this is with the wife in the room. Let me ask you. He wasn't so frisky when the wife wasn't in the room. Trust me.
When the cameras are rolling.
What age did you start knowing you wanted to be an actor? Because nobody understands. He is amazing as an actor. Lethal Weapon. Because the eye watches the unusual on the screen.
Yeah.
And that's you. And I don't
yes,
mean this
ma'am.
In a negative way. But the eye goes to what you're not sure is going to happen, because we're all...
That's right.
And that's you.
I'm unpredictable.
Totally
and,
unpredictable.
And improv and spontaneity. And I build a backstory for all the characters I play. For instance, Mr. Joshua in Lethal Weapon, the very meanest guy, he would walk through his grandmother's blood to pick up a postage stamp and never look at her. That's how mean he was. So I had the eyes of a shark.
Let's see the eyes of a shark.
Like this.
Yeah.
Moving back and forth. I'm your date tonight, Annie. How do you feel?
And don't buy a return ticket because you ain't coming home. That's you're also an artist, which I love.
Yeah.
A lot of people in our business, when they're actors, they also like or sing. A Tony Bennett, a wonderful artist. There's so many.
Well, I play music, do art, and do expressionistic theater in movies.
What do you mean expressionistic theater?
Means that I stay to the purpose of the story in the film. And every scene I'm in, I find the purpose of that scene to go with the linear thrust of the movie. So nothing is shagging, nothing is approaching too quick. And that keeps it honest, and that's what's unpredictable.
And is that the same with your art? Because I paint. I go by numbers.
Oh, you do go by numbers?
Yeah, but it's good. It's good.
Oh, that's great. So you can count.
I can count.
It's great.
And it comes out nice. I very often do beautiful things on velvet. I do
velvet.
Sad clowns on velvet.
If you would get a velvet dress and wear it, I would body paint a dress.
Oh, you're just saying that?
No, I mean it.
Where are your paintings? Do you sell your paintings or you just keep them?
Well, right now, I'm putting a book together called Bucciisms. And that's never been done before, where somebody takes a word and takes the letters of the word that spells it and creates a definition for the word. And this is what the Bucciisms look like. You can get on GaryBucci.com. You can order these. This is the word peace.
Right. Hold it up so we can see it. There's the camera. Have you got that?
Okay, here's peace. Peace. Purely experiencing a comfortable energy. Peace is settling and kind.
That's very nice. Do you think of this?
Yeah, they come through me.
We don't have to go through all these. We get the point.
Okay, here.
But do love. That's a good one.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no, tomorrow. Yes, now.
Love. L-O-V-E. Living on victorious energy. That's what it stands for. That's the definition of the word love.
That's terrific.
And this says in the blow, there's a note below, and it says, two hearts and the wind equal love, and love is the strongest element of them all.
And you can get these on the internet.
You can get them on Bucci, GaryBucci.com.
Yeah, well, that's the internet.
The internet? It's a website.
Yeah, well, the website is on the internet.
Now, here's something you'll understand.
No, I want to go back. You don't know how you're selling these. You're selling them on your website.
Yeah.
Which is on the internet.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, and I'm also going to publish
it. Do people sell you things like the Brooklyn Bridge?
People what?
Do people sell you things they shouldn't sell you?
Oh, no,
I don't. Does Stephanie have a diamond ring that isn't diamond?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're very naive.
No, no, I'm not really.
Oh, you are.
Do you know what naive spells backwards?
I don't care.
Evian. Do you have any of that?
Who gives a fuck?
Boy, did you hear about the Arkansas, the family in Arkansas that's so poor, they had to jack the dog off into a bag to feed the cat? That's my wife railing.
Make sure. How did you two meet?
Oh, my gosh.
We met in my shop, Basically's Beauty Supply in Malibu. It's not there anymore. But he came in to meet an ex-girlfriend for lunch, and he looked at me and he went...
Yeah.
And then he started coming in on the weekends to see me.
But she had a card on her counter that says Certified Hypnotherapist. And I'm very interested in the mind and the game of the brain and the mind and deja vus and vuja days.
Do you believe in psychiatry? Do you go to psychiatry? Do you go to a therapist? You had that terrible accident, which everybody knows. You were on your...
That turned out to be a blessing.
He was on a motorcycle without a helmet. Am I right?
That's right.
And he had a terrible accident. How long were you in the hospital?
December the 4th, 1988. And I went off the Harley without a helmet going 40 miles an hour. And it split my skull, knocked a hole out of my skull the size of a 50-cent piece. Paramedics were taking a hamburger break. I landed at the feet of a police officer scouting the route for the marathon race on Monday. Paramedics took me to Cedars-Sinai, and Dr. Lauren Hooten did the brain surgery on me, and then I had to start all over from scratch.
What do you mean scratch? You woke up.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I would eat. They told me this. I don't remember. Sometimes when I ate, I would be eating with no utensils, but I felt very full.
But did you have food in your hand? You thought you were eating?
I thought I was, I knew I was eating, but I really wasn't. Your mind and your brain are very tricky.
So how long did it take you before people began to say, he's okay? Or have they never said you're okay?
Well, some people still wonder about it.
Yeah, I know.
But I had no brain damage. My brain has been altered to a fact in the high dimension of the spiritual realm. And that's where I operate consciously. And unconsciously, and subconsciously, every day I'm alive.
I'm getting at it.
No, I'm very, very proud of that. And then I was invited to Washington by the George Herbert Walker Bush administration to talk about my head injury.
Right.
And the language I used on talking about my head injury became the language for the Traumatic Brain Injury Act that President Clinton signed in 1997.
So that makes you feel like your life has meant something.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's giving. It's the giving that makes you so happy.
You're a very good person.
Thank you, ma'am.
And a lot of people think you're crazy.
That's okay.
I know. I was going to say, and I got to know him on Celebrity Apprentice, and I just liked you. There's something very warm coming out of you, and there's nothing mean, there's nothing malicious.
No.
Yeah. Does it upset you when people say, oh, Gary.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't affect me at all. Because the beautiful thing about my consciousness, I don't take anything personal. I just let it be, because I know the truth, and so does he, and so does you, and so does it, so does that and the other. It's all even for me. It's all even and free because we're sailing with the honesty of life.
What do you see in life? You have a baby now. You're 65-ish.
68.
I'm sorry, you told me that. 68. The baby was born when you were 65.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
So do you worry that you're not going to, you'll be 85 when the baby graduates from college? And do you worry about that?
Oh, no, I don't worry about a thing. I'm going to take the word worry and take the words that spell worry and create a definition for it. W-O-R-R-Y stands for working on ridiculous routines yearly. And when you worry, you get in your own way. It's like faith, F-A-A-T-H. That stands for fantastic adventures in trusting him.
When did this all start happening to your brain? I'm not making a joke now. Do you think something changed in your brain that you could do that? You couldn't do that before the accident.
No.
So in a way, you're almost like...
It's a definite connection I have with the other side because I've been there.
What was it like?
Oh,
when were you... After the accident, you
At the accident, yes. But explaining how
explain a little bit.
Well, it's like explaining an orgasm to a 10-year-old.
Okay.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been so long. Go ahead. I don't know if you're telling the truth or not at this point.
Okay. You're going to find out. I was this long, and I was that wide. And I was in this place of unlimited space. And there were balls of orange light and amber light and magenta light floating all around me, about this big, and they were moving like that. And a light, it was mother of pearl abalone color, was on my left. And that light spoke to me with an androgynous voice and thought and told me what I was doing was good. But the responsibility I had coming up to me, it was time for me to look for help in the spiritual realm. And then the light said, you may come with us now or return to your body and continue your destiny. It's your choice. And immediately I went back to where I was recovering. But I didn't remember that until I saw a movie, Ghost, with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And that's what triggered, I've been there. I know I've been there. I've been there. Then it came rushing to me, the consciousness of it. And that was a great gift and miracle I received, it, going off the bike without a helmet.
Whose feelings did you consider first when you lost on Celebrity Apprentice?
Well, I was...
You know, I don't mean lost, but you know, we all get voted off at different times.
I had a team, John Rich, Mark McGrath, Meatloaf, Little John, Richard Hatch, and all they wanted to do was stab me in the back. And they left me out of everything. They wanted to get rid of me because they were jealous and insecure. And the fight that Meatloaf ensued me on was to get me to fight, which I don't do that.
Yeah.
I stay steady and focused right there. Right there.
What about Donald? Did you like Donald?
Oh, I like Donald. God, he's a great guy. Yes. He's fantastic. And he's got a good sense of humor.
What's the Busey Zone?
What it is we tell stories. And we give visions, and we do funny things, and talk about funny things, like my expertise on the Middle Earth Hobbit. I don't know whether you saw that, or the inner tubes, the people having fun with the inner tubes in a sexual fashion on the river. There is a beautiful thing about the Busey Zone, and you can see the Busey Zone by going to BuseyZone.com.
You have a very special, the reason you're here, we know, is to talk about, go ahead.
Everything you want to talk about.
No, but you came for a special reason.
I want to talk about the Kawasaki disease
there
for children.
Go.
That's very important. That's my charity on Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. And kids 5 months to 5 years old can get this without warning, and the parents don't know they have it. And we caught the actual Kawasaki disease by sending our son Luke to Cedars-Sinai to have it checked out. And he was in the hospital 13 days, little 8-month-old boy. And it's hard to get an IV into a vein of an 8-month-old.
14 months.
He was 14 months. My math is incredible. And what happened, that happened to Luke in the hospital when I was doing Celebrity Apprentice the first time I did it. And when I came home, Jimmy Kimmel allowed me to take a limo to the hospital and then to do his show and then back to the hospital and go home. It was a gift of love. And we got the Kawasaki disease out of Luke. But this can happen to any kid, anywhere. And no matter what the kid is doing, if his face gets red and he has a fever that doesn't seem to break, he's acting a little funny with his energy, take him in for Kawasaki disease diagnosis.
Can I tell you some facts, though?
We would appreciate you to tell us some facts,
yeah.
Stephanie.
Okay, just the important thing about Kawasaki disease, there's no diagnostic test. So you have to weed out all these other childhood diseases. The symptoms mimic other childhood diseases. It's very unknown to doctors, and the public's never heard about it. We've never heard about it. The important thing is you have to treat it within the first 10 days of fever, or else the child can get coronary artery aneurysms.
An important thing for us to talk about this on your show, Joan. Thank you so much for giving us this platform.
You got another minute.
Huh?
My pleasure.
That
My
sounds
pleasure.
Like a minute sounds like a teenage love affair.
We always ask our guests to join in with Melissa on kind of like a little quiz that she's going
to
ask you.
Right. We like to play a little game called Desert Island Date.
Desert Island Date?
Yes.
You mean the date you eat out of the tree?
No, like a date like another person. I'm going to give you two names.
Okay.
You get to keep one as your date on the desert island, and the other one you have to basically drown. So I'm going to give you choices.
Okay, why do I have to drown them?
Because you can only keep one. You can just get rid of them.
Okay, ask me the question.
Okay.
Say the names.
Lady Gaga or Madonna? You're stuck on the island. You have to keep one. One's got to go.
Well, Lady Gaga, to my surprise, came in the form of a blow-up doll. So I would drown her and keep Madonna.
Okay.
Hey.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah.
Or Tara Reid.
What about them?
Which one do you want to keep? Which one goes, which one stays?
Well, I can't take any one because Lindsay Lohan's in jail and Tara Reid has moved to another galaxy.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'll take that as an answer.
On that smart note,
yes.
You are one smart chicken. One smart chicken. I thank you so much, everybody. Gary Busey,
hey!
Friend of mine from Celebrity Apprentice. Ooh. Yeah. Now, I want you to go, and then we can turn the lights off.
Okay, here we go. What you just saw was myself and Joan Rivers having a casual conversation about everything. Everything and even things I didn't think that were going to be talked about got talked about. And she was fertile, sincere, single-focused, not batting an eye, not shaking a tail feather. She was right there with me. And she kept inspiring me, and I could tell my work was inspiring her. And that makes a beautiful thing. It's not a talk show. It's not a reality show. It's two people caught in the bed just having a casual conversation about things. I mean, a lot of things that we never usually think about. It was a beautiful experience. It wasn't quite orgasmic, but use your imagination. You can get there yourself.
Gary Busey is one of the sweetest men around, but I'm not going to lie to you. Even though I didn't say strawberry, there were a couple of moments there when I was sweating more than Lindsay Lohan taking a drug test.